Good morning. Oh, excellent. Thank you. How is everybody doing this morning? Good. So I want you to sit exactly where you are. Turn and look at me. Now, how many of you guys listened to the gospel message this morning, according to John? Did you? Okay. So I'm going to ask you some questions and see if you can remember the story. So there was a wedding. Okay, has anybody here ever been to a wedding before?
No.
No, you guys have not been to a wedding. Has anybody here ever been to a wedding before? Okay, yeah. So, let's see. What happens at a wedding is that two people get married. And then after that happens, and God blesses that marriage, and after that happens, there's a big party. Is that right? For the most part, is there a big party? Yeah, and people start to celebrate, and there's different ways to celebrate. And one of the things that will happen is wine is brought out. That's very common to have wine, especially in Jesus' day. Do you guys know what wine is?
Yeah.
You kind of know what wine is? Have you ever tasted wine before?
No.
Okay. Just checking to make sure. Anybody here know what wine is?
Yeah.
Has anybody in here ever tasted it before?
No.
Yeah, no, I heard a very strong no there. Yes. So there's wine. And usually what happens is you've been tasted a little bit of wine before. Yeah, and actually we have wine for communion. So when you dip, if you dip your bread into the wine, then you're just tasting a little bit. I see the face. You don't like it, do you?
No.
Well, what happens if you drink too much wine?
You probably die.
Oh, well, yeah, if you drink way too much wine, yes. What happens?
I was
going to
say you're going to die, too.
Oh, yeah.
You could
faint, yeah. But before all of that happens, you get
drunk.
And drunk is kind of like where you're ready to faint. You can't even taste anything anymore. You have no idea. It's not a good place to be. So, but that can happen sometimes at weddings, okay? And so what happened was, while the party's going on, the wine, like there was no more wine. Exactly. It would be like if you were having a pizza party and everybody's still hungry, but the pizza's all gone. Or like, what about, do you ever have soda or anything like that? Okay, so like what happens if like you're having a party and there's a whole bunch of soda and stuff and then all of a sudden it's gone? Well, that's the reaction that everyone at the wedding would have. Hold that thought for a second, Ashley, okay? They would have that same reaction. Like, what? I mean, that's like, oh my God, who wants to come to a party when there's no more wine or there's no more soda? And what would people probably start doing? They would go away. They would leave. And then they would be like, oh man, don't go to Christopher's party because they run out of soda. Don't go to Noah's party. They say they have pizza. They don't really have any pizza left. So, right? That's like not a good thing. So Jesus was there with his mother. And so Jesus' mother says to Jesus, hey, Jesus, because does Jesus' mother know who he is, that he is God? Yeah. She's seen him grow up. She knows what he can do. And so she says to him, Jesus, the wine is running out. Like, you know, I know you can do something here. And what does Jesus say? Do you remember what Jesus said? It was kind of like, whoa, that he talked to his mother like this. What did he say? What does that matter to you and to me?
He said yes.
Oh, not first. He said, what does that matter? Like, it doesn't matter to you and to me. We should not concern ourselves with this. And then he said, my time has not yet come. Now, I said, what the heck does that mean? My time has not yet come. And it means that Jesus wasn't ready to reveal who he was yet. Okay? However, what did Jesus do? He said to all of the servants who were there, bring me over the water. Now, there are six really, really, really big jugs of water in big jars. And the reason for the water there is because they had to do all of these purifications. So it's kind of like washing. You have to wash your hands. You have to wash your face. You have to do all these things. It was part of their ritual that they did. And that's why the water was there. So servants, can you... Thank you, servants. But Jesus would have called the servant over, okay, and said, bring that to me. So they would have brought, but the jugs would have been higher, and they would have not been in glass like this, but I have in glass. And so Jesus said to the servant, go now and bring this. Hold it up. Okay, girl. Servant, thank you. Go now and bring this to the steward and let him taste the wine. So we're like, okay. Now, for the purpose of us, we're going to have glass, right? So what does the steward do? He basically takes the ladle, dips it in, and what happens? It turns into wine. Yeah. And then he takes a sip of it, which I'm not going to do because this is church. He takes a sip of it, and he said, what? Oh, my gosh. You saved the best wine for the last. Now, he had no idea where this wine came from. Who knew where the wine came from?
Jesus
knew it. Who else knew?
Mary.
And Mary, and who else? The servants knew. Yes, because they knew what Jesus had done, but not the wine steward. And he said, the wine steward said to them, who does this? People are, they're drunk, for goodness sake. They don't know the good stuff now, right? You give the good stuff. So let's say, for example, do you like Pepsi? Do you like Pepsi? Okay, what do you like?
I like Sprite.
Okay, Sprite. We'll go with Sprite. We're going to go with Sprite. So it would be like, okay, who, you want to give Sprite to your friends first before you give them maybe some cheaper brand, right? Because you figure, well, if they have a lot of soda, they're not going to tell the difference after a while. But just the opposite was done. It was as if that you had given the junky soda first and then gave the Sprite after. Who would do that, right? You want to serve your guests the best. But who does that? Jesus does that. Yes, absolutely. Why? That's an excellent question. Why? Because Jesus gives to us over and over and over the best that you can possibly have, even when you don't even know that it's the best. That's how much Jesus loves us.
How'd you put the wine in there?
I don't know. It was just, you know, I don't know. The servant brought it in. I don't know. But now we have wine. So that's right. Jesus gives us the best even when we don't know it. We always get Jesus' best. He loves us so much. Even when we don't deserve, are we bad sometimes?
Yeah,
we are. Okay. I am so happy that you are readily saying that because I am too. But no matter what, Jesus loves us. No matter what. And he gives us over and over and over again. Do you know what the word abundantly means? Okay. Abundantly means like more than you could ever want. More than you could ever want. It's hard to imagine, isn't it? Yeah, because sometimes we just think that we don't have enough. Meanwhile, we have a lot. But Jesus continues to give more and more and more. So I want you to remember about that and how Jesus changes us from the inside out, just like the water was turned into wine and how we are cleaned in Jesus. Can you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Let's pray together. Yes, Miss Emma?
How did you turn that to wine?
Let's pray together. Good and gracious Lord God, we give you thanks for the incredible gift of Jesus. We thank you that this was the first sign that Jesus did, and it pointed to who Jesus is, that Jesus is your Son, and that you, through Jesus and the Holy Spirit, just pour out the best that we could ever possibly want in our lives, and you do this every single day through your love. And we say thank you. Amen. Okay, thanks. All right. Where's my servant?